This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you feel pressure on yourself, Matt? I know we talk about Justin proving over the final seven, six games. You as the head coach, do you feel pressure on yourself to prove to ownership or Kevin, whoever, that you're the head coach long-term moving forward?
Yeah, I can see progress, you know, and I told the players in the meeting, and we can show them that. You know, we can show them real tangible progress. And like I said, it's our charge is to take that next step. And, you know, in terms of what, you know, the pressure thing, really that's the NFL, right? It's about executing. It's a week-to-week league. And, you know, the story of the world's written every single week, you know, so that's the way it goes. And that's where you're at. And that's the life we live. And I've been living it for a long time. That's the way it goes.
You know, just doing all I can to, you know, make the team successful. So whatever that, you know, includes, you know, whatever play call we have, just, you know, doing that play call, focusing on that play call operation. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, quarterback has to, you know, do a lot of things in terms of, you know, motion landmarks, mechanics in the 2-minute drill. So third and down protection and stuff like that. So it's numerous things that I can name off, but, you know, just doing my job and, you know, doing it to the best I can when it matters. So, yeah.
It's Adam Studzinski, Steve Rosenblum on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Wow. Wow. A liner for the Thanksgiving show.
It almost sounds
Stud
professional.
Gets top billing. Well, you drive the show, dude.
No. It's all you.
No,
it's all you.
You go right ahead.
Oh, I'm not prepared for that.
Welcome in.
Come on now.
Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving morning. Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski. Ooh, I did it in the wrong order. He's Adam Studzinski. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We're with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Our phone number, 312-644-6767. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. That number, 312-644-6767, will get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Same number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Score's text line. So we have much planned today for your holiday out there in Radio Land. We're going to start with this. Sunday was the worst thing to happen at Justin Fields' evaluation.
I can't wait to hear that. Why? Like, I can't. You told me. You told me that that's where we're gonna start. Earlier this week, and I said, "All right, I can't wait to hear it."
I will tell you the only conclusion you can arrive at as well, and I will bring that to you later. And that goes for whether you're a former quarterback, your guy Chase Daniel, or
our guy, or Bears legend,
or a general manager. That's true. He's a score legend. And we'll hear from Matt Eberchoke. You heard from him coming in, as well as Justin Fields. You know what? Bad, smug, and stupid is no way to go through life. So we'll discuss what he said, why he said it, and why do the Bears continue the clown college. The Steelers did something the Bears refused to do. That always seems to happen. There is yet another area in which Bears coaching staff, led by Matt Eberchoke, has failed the quarterback and the offense and his precious defense over which he was flexing.
How long is that list now?
Of
failures?
Yes. Yeah,
it's got to be pretty long, right?
Yeah, but he sees progress.
Progress.
Yeah, because he's doing gummies. We'll hear from Tim Jenkins.
He's in the Wake and Bake Club.
Yeah, Tim Jenkins, you loved this, Studs. You loved the idea that he didn't know how we could watch the Bears.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play that back.
LMFAO. Kyle Long, former Bear, found a positive in Sunday's debacle in Detroit. Martellus Bennett did not, and he was telling some truths this week.
You guys, telling it like it is, man.
Maybe we should do is spend the morning letting listeners, letting callers imagine new ways in which Matt Eberchoke and his Bears can lose.
What ways are there that they haven't lost yet?
Because this was record setting.
Yes.
This was NFL and franchise record setting. These other things that you need to know in our opening billboard, your next chance to see Connor Bedard score is Blackhawks Friday. We should call it Blackhawks Friday.
Matinee against
the Leafs in the United Center.
Scored last night.
Yeah, well.
Yes, 10th goal of the season,
he did,
right?
And that was it. Yeah. He scored last night while the Blackhawks soiled the bed against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen for a while.
But one of the few teams worse than them. That was the thing.
But, you know, they're not good. Bad teams lose to bad teams.
So the Bulls have been outscored in the first quarter 231 to 160 in the last eight games. They failed to start. They failed from jump again, with or without Zach LaVine. You couldn't even notice that he was missing. And there's always some form of failure with this team. And Scoop Jackson, we'll hear from him. We have audio of him. He'll tell us later who and why. I got my thoughts on this. There are 12 new names on the Hall of Fame ballot. And you, White Sox fan, Trash Panda.
Don't put that on me.
There are two.
No, I renounced this team long ago. Morris took longer than me. I'm out.
No,
I've been out.
You've got the stink of White Sox.
Why? No, that's not fair. You can't keep labeling me like that. I refuse to be labeled thusly as a White Sox fan. No.
You may not. You may have lost the label, but the stench remains.
That's unfortunate.
And
how do I cleanse that?
Bruce Levine said the Cubs are big into Shohei Ohtani. We haven't heard anything.
They should be.
And you don't want to hear anything. And Tyler's been working to get Shohei Ohtani in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, good. Any luck, Tyler?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, come on. You had one. It was the only thing we asked for.
You had one job.
You had one job. You had to find Shohei Ohtani.
The Michigan-Ohio State game, I need to apprise you of this, broadcast people. Michigan-Ohio State game will be live on The Score Saturday at 10:30. We are your pregame show for the triple header of NFL football. It starts at 11 o'clock when the show ends. Our guest today, Mark Potash of the Sun-Times, Talk Bears at 8. Mark Grody, The Score's Bears reporter, at 10, a Saturday suckage reunion on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
So let me get to this. I think Sunday was the worst thing to happen at the Justin Fields evaluation.
Laid on me.
He looked terrific until he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He ended the game with a familiar result.
Okay.
Before that, he was running and passing. The combined yardage, 270, looks great. 169 was in the air. That was it. He threw for a touchdown and no interceptions. That's nice. A nice return from a guy with a bad thumb. A TD pass to DJ Moore was terrific. That
strike.
Looked, that was climbing the pocket. That was professional quarterbacking.
Right. That's frankly, everything we've been asking for from him.
Right. So you saw it once. Pretty shiny thing. You saw it once. It's an explosive play. And, you know, he would have been over 200 yards if Tyler Scott catches that ball. And then we wonder, why do you throw to Tyler Scott when you have DJ Moore, who was brought in for these moments?
Or Darnell Mooney running that route.
Anybody. So you have a 12-point lead in the house of the division leader, and you choke, and you lose, and you set a record in doing this. It is it's an epic fail. Now, Justin Fields says the good stuff, the first 55 minutes, that's who we can be here. Mm-hmm. He's talking about it, and we have sound of Justin Fields. Tyler, are you listening to the show? Can you play Justin Fields right now?
I think for the most part, we showed who we were, you know, except until the end of the game. But, you know, focus on finishing better and, you know, finishing out the game when it counts and, you know, when a drive comes up, you know, making that big play when it matters. But, I mean, yeah, we're definitely excited for this opportunity. You know, the Vikings, they've been playing, you know, great this past few weeks. So, definitely excited for the opportunity we get to have on Monday night and get to go out there and bowl up.
Fields and his history of failing, of losing the ball, are also who they are, who the Bears are, who he is. He has a quarterback rating of 60 in the fourth quarter, 35th out of qualifying quarterbacks. Just to clarify, not a good thing.
No, it's bad.
There's bad coaching. There's bad playing involved at the most important point. Now, what that does is why this is the worst thing to happen. You cannot possibly have a clear answer of yes or no, because you have 55 minutes of, oh, my God, and then 5 minutes of, oh, my God.
So, all right.
Tell me which fairy tale you want to believe.
I understand what he's saying about, you know, the first 55 minutes, like, that's who they can be. And they've actually, when Justin Fields has been in the game for his last 3.5 games, we'll call it, minus the first half against Minnesota and the last couple drives against Denver and the last drive against Detroit, and maybe the last two drives against Detroit, the offense has been pretty good, right? They've moved the ball really well. They scored a bunch of points. Justin Fields has 9 touchdowns in those 4 games. When's the last time we saw a Bears quarterback do that? It's been a while. 8 of them came over 2 games, right? So I understand what he's saying about that. That's who they can be. The problem is they have to do it consistently, and they have to do it in the fourth quarter. And I'm with you, and like I was really in my feelings after the game on Sunday, lamenting another Justin Fields fumble.
I saw.
Right, and people were lighting me up for it. And like I had to clarify, like I'm not blaming him for them losing the game. He made the throw that should have won the game. Like that throw to Tyler Scott was a dime. It should have been caught, finished the route. And then you can also talk about the process of why isn't that ball going to Darnell Mooney? Why is Tyler Scott... So you go back and you look at the formation on that play. They had Tyler Scott alone to the left. They're in shotgun. And then they started with DJ Moore and Cole Kmet in kind of a staggered off of each other to the right. And then they motioned Darnell Mooney from right to left, just pretty much you're into a trips formation, right? So now they have Darnell Mooney, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, their 3 best receivers all on top of each other and trips to the right, Tyler Scott alone to the left. Why don't you have Darnell Mooney alone to the left? If you're running a go route there, if that route is just a go route and we hope we get it, I wonder why that's not Darnell Mooney.
Tyler Scott's probably faster, but the Mooney call is correct because he's the guy. He would attract more attention.
And he and Justin Fields have worked more together, and Darnell Mooney knows that he can make that throw. That when he puts it up there, if I have my guy beat, I just got to keep running because he can get it to me.
Okay, you're wand-steading your way through this, trying to combat my argument.
So, all right, back to the point that we're trying to make, the fumble, right? Can't happen. But how much of that particular fumble, and look, I realize that he's got a fumbling problem, and you're consistent in saying on a weekly basis on Saturdays that he
is a threat, a security nightmare.
A threat to lead the league in fumbles.
Every year.
And this year he's got 5 fumbles. So that's in the 7 games that he's played. That's not good.
Trash Panda. We want to send that out on the tweeter machine.
Yeah, can we say that's not good? I want to put that out there.
Just to clarify.
I think that this particular one, I'm curious how much you put that one on him. Because I said, as I thought about it more, and again, I was lamenting after the game how this happened again. Like, he had a chance to go lead a drive and a fumble happened. And
yeah.
Then I go back and I think about it, and it's just like, it's also the same hell that we've been dealing with, because he made the plays to win the game, and the guys around him let him down, and then we get the critical fumble. And on that particular play is the only time that Darnell Wright got beat clean all game by Aiden Hutchinson. So he's got a guy in his lap right at the top of his drop. That's not his fault. His fault was not holding the ball. And it is tough when a big dude like Aiden Hutchinson is like, yeah, I'm slapping the ball out of your hands.
And actually, two big dudes coming at you because you got the back of Darnell Wright.
Yes.
I understand that. That is, whether that's fair or not, the quarterback is expected to hold on to the ball.
Right.
And he has a problem doing that. And that's exactly, you can't say, well, for the two games before the Vikings game where he sucked, or the last 5 minutes before when they didn't do anything after 55 minutes, take the 30,000-foot view of what you have and what you expected when he came back and what everybody said, which I don't believe was inaccurate. This was a proving ground. Evaluating him. This season was all about evaluating him.
Still is.
And Sunday was the worst thing to happen, because you cannot believe all the good stuff. You cannot throw out the bad stuff. It is the worst. There's such an argument there that it frustrates me that we don't have an. I do have an answer. I'll give you a conclusion later, and you're not going to like it, but I will give you a conclusion later. He played a game that you wish you could bottle, and then, oh my God.
And so again, I go back to this team continuously letting him down in critical moments. Like, how many times have we seen him make the throw? You go back to, was it the Miami game last year, where he made the throw that would have given them a first down, and threw it to Equanimee St. Brown, threw an absolute dime, dropped.
Yep.
Right?
Now you go back to the Steelers game.
Where he went down and got the lead, and his defense gave it up.
Right.
So it really is, like, I understand what you're saying now about this, the worst thing that could happen, because we still get the incomplete conclusion where, okay, like, he made the plays to win the game, he played well enough for them to win, and then did make a mistake in a critical moment.
Don't think of it as incomplete. Look at the whole picture. Now, is this a guy you'd pay $200 million for?
Right now, I'm leaning no. As of this moment. Like, and I said coming into this last 7-game stretch, I was thinking to myself anyway, that he's on prove it grounds for me now. Like, you need to win me back. Like, I'm not out, but he
really
needs to win me back more.
You're the biggest Fields meatball I had come across.
I don't know if I'm the biggest.
Oh, yeah. Last year, Studzinski and meatballs, you were all in.
You have to look like, he's got to prove a bunch of things. And look, if the question is right now, do you keep Justin Fields or are you going after Caleb Williams, Drake May, thank you.
Caleb Williams or Joe Montana,
right? Because he's a choice. So if that's the choice right now, I'm leading you keep Justin Fields and you keep building around him. But we have to see what happens over the next 6 games. Now, are you paying him $200 million? No. But I think as of right now, if your options are take one of those two quarterbacks or pick up the 5th-year option on Justin Fields, take Marvin Harrison Jr. in the top 3, which you're probably top 2 pick is what you're going to have with Carolina's pick, and probably most likely a top 10 pick with your own, then you keep building around Justin Fields at that point. You pick up the 5th-year option And I don't know if you start working on an extension right away, but now you still have, now you have 2 years to figure out what kind of extension to give him, if you're going to give him an extension.
I think that's a viable plan. I don't want to give him money. I do want to find out more. And what you're walking into is a discussion I want to have about Justin Fields. And my conclusion, based on what I've seen so far and what Sunday crystallized for me. He's Adam Studzinski. He's the headliner today. He's Trash Panda. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We are Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. If you have a thought on this, would you pay Justin Fields the money? 312-644-6767. We're going to take a break. When we come back this Thanksgiving Day.
By the way, are we calling this Saturday suckage on a Thursday on Thanksgiving?
No, I told Tyler not to play the suckage. We're not going to do the roll call. This is Thanksgiving.
Okay. I didn't know how we were labeling this.
At 10 o'clock when we talk with Mark Grody about the Bears.
It will be a
Saturday suckage reunion.
Yeah.
So there we go. We can do that. We'll also bring you the Thanksgiving recipe of a lifetime.
Yeah. Can't wait.
You don't want to miss that. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, yeah, I just felt like I did a pretty good job of, getting the ball to, DJ and spreading the ball around and, protecting myself when I did run the ball and take off. And what really just stood out is, how we stood out as an offense and, how just dominant we were all game. The O-line did a great job protecting. Runners did a great job running the ball. Yeah, and everybody was doing a job, and that's what we want to focus on offense. Just everybody doing a job, and all coming together to collectively as one. Just trying to put our best foot forward, and try to put a point. So,
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Wait, that's not what Rick Pardee said last time.
Whoa! Roles have changed now.
Yeah, I thought it was Adam Studzinski. That Trash Panda was the star. And by the way, 618 texter, our text line, 312-644-6767. I am embarrassed. I did not come up with this. 618 texter called this Sucksgiving.
Oh,
that's outstanding.
How did neither of us come up with that?
That is just outstanding.
Well, you know, we suck.
Yeah, we suck.
Yes, thanks.
So you don't have to. Well, 309 texter, I'll take one for the team today. And today I will suck so you don't have to. Well, I already did.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah.
We're way ahead of you.
And I shall wear my Trash Pandas minor league t-shirt to complete the honor of the duo. Yeah, that's what
I still need to
started.
Get one of those.
Yeah, the whole Rocket City Trash Pandas, and you got all upset because they were lionizing raccoons.
I still stand by that.
Your father shoots from the bedroom window. Anyway,
still does.
He says, thanks for working. Lovers of losers, yeah, Travis, 100 miles south. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone. All right,
shout out to the 309.
Here's the only conclusion you can come to now. Justin Fields is just good enough to break your heart.
Mm.
Justin Fields is replaying Jay Cutler.
I was just going to say, you're saying he's Jay Cutler.
Yes, I am, because the narrative around him was this, and we said it. I said it. Look, all right, get him some receivers.
Right.
Maybe get a line that can block.
Right.
Use the running game.
They did, and he got to the NFC Championship.
Get him a tight end. Right. And he got there, and he suffered an injury that was, he, in a lot of places, been unfairly blamed. That was a tear.
I think he is unfairly blamed. Yes.
But in large part, career, 30,000-foot view. Mm-hmm.
Just good enough.
He would be really good. Look at that arm. Look at the running. Look at the way he commands the field. And then
backbreaking interception.
Killer mistake.
Right. Killer game.
That's Justin Fields right now. Is the only conclusion you can come to now. That doesn't mean it can't change, because
of course.
Jay Cutler stays healthy. And I know we're playing if, it sounds like we're doing Wani again. But if Jay Cutler stays healthy that game, I'd love the Bears' chances to win, but Justin Fields is not being helped by the coaches and some bad play, and maybe by guys who shouldn't be in there. Again, that gets back to bad coaching and Eberchoke doing the whole humana, humana, humana.
Wait, but not to lose.
The only conclusion I come to with Justin Fields, he's just good enough to break your heart. I need to disabuse my, he needs to play, so I disabuse myself of that conclusion.
He needs to play, and you need to see the consistency, is what you're saying. Right. Well, that's what the next six games are about. He's got to be consistent.
That's what Sunday was about.
And I know, like, you keep playing the what-if thing. Like, he makes the throw to win the game, and then he makes the critical mistake. And then. And I was thinking about Jay Cutler, too, this past week, for the same reasons you just laid out. Like, you see the tantalizing talent and the streaks of good games. Like, hey, we can say he's on a hot streak right now for the, like, overall, if you look at his numbers, 9 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, that's the kind of, you'd sustain that over a season, that's really damn good, right? You're taking care of the football for the most part, and you're throwing a bunch of touchdowns. That's like quarterback play. That's what you're looking for.
Points.
Right? Points. But then you get the critical moment, backbreaking interceptions, and you'll get the terrible halves, like against Minnesota, and he gets himself hurt. And then the team can't operate properly because they don't have their starting quarterback. And you go back to, what was it, 2011, where the team was rolling. They were 7-1, 7-2, and then Jay Cutler breaks his hand trying to tackle a guy in an interception, and the season's over. So
that's a very Jay Cutler moment. If you were to have a snapshot of Jay Cutler's Bears career, it was looking good. Look, killer play, right? Killer. Just, he was great. They were great. They were rolling. There you go. Killer interception. Oh, killer injury.
Well, what's crazy is they won that game, right? But it was like, at what cost?
Josh McCown became, you know, turned into Tyson Bagent.
That was a couple years later.
Hey, oh.
Yeah.
Who was the 2011? Was it Caleb Haney?
I think it was, not Caleb Haney.
Caleb Haney did come in.
No, Todd Collins was the year before. Caleb Haney came in for like 2 games and it was terrible. I was like, oh, okay, so this is over.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who finished out the season after that.
So Tyson Bagent has one more win than Justin Fields.
Okay.
He's 2-2. That Justin doesn't mean Fields anything. Is not.
Let's not do the quarterback wins thing.
I'm just saying he's been there for two victories.
He was a part of two victories, uh-huh. Both games of which Justin Fields could have won.
Okay, there are three levels of quarterbacking. You win because of,
right?
That's the top level. That's Tom Brady.
Yes.
Right?
Patrick
you win
Mahomes.
Because of him. You win with him. That's with the Tyson Bagent level. They won with him. And then there is the
Win despite of.
Yes.
Rex Grossman.
Those are the three levels. And for the longest time, we were wrestling with when do we get to see win because of Justin Fields? And the Washington game was a perfect example of that. They kept taking advantage of the stupidity. Mm-hmm. And you know what I really liked of all the things Justin Fields did? Every time he runs, I think that's wonderful and stupid. It is, because
as long as it's wonderful, as long as he did a great job of this on Sunday, actually, like slide, get down, don't put yourself in harm's way.
True.
He did a great job of that on Sunday.
He did a better job of many times getting rid of the ball.
Yes.
The thing that led to sacks, interceptions, and just all kinds of frustration. That I really like for whatever he did.
And it was one of the first times, actually, where you know, you're sitting there and you're watching the game on your couch and you start saying, get rid of the ball. It's been 3 seconds, get rid of the ball. And he was doing it. And
he
was
heard
one of the
you.
First. Yeah, it was one of the first times where I felt like he was hearing all of us saying, get rid of the ball. And then he did. It's like, oh, look at that.
Did he? Do you think he read your tweet where he said, that's it, I'm out, it's over, we're all... You need to... This is from the first segment. You need to explain to the class, share with the class what you had done.
So I had to walk this back because I saw Grody tweeted something along the lines of Justin Fields was great and then, you know, team fell apart around him. And I said in my laments at the moment, I was like, he made a critical mistake on the last drive again. And I said, it's over. And I went back and walked that back because I was like, I don't really feel that way. I was just angry. And I think I might have just deleted it because I was like, I really don't feel that way. I was just not in a good mood after the game because I kept walking around after that game and I'm like, every like 10 minutes, I was watching the game with some friends. Every like 10 minutes, I'd go, how did they lose that game?
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I can't believe they lost that game. Like, how? So I just had to walk some things back and admit my wrongs. A couple of times.
That's why we love the whole idea of Studzinski and meatballs, because Studzinski is the lead meatball. That's
leading from the front, man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, sometimes I'll say something that's kind of meatball-y, and then I'll settle down, and the part of my brain that's actually
rational,
and somewhat knows what he's talking about, we'll go, you're done. Yeah, that's not right. Walk that back.
312-644-6767 is the number that will get you to our phones and get you to our text line. And here's Glenn from Rockford. Welcome to The Score. Happy Thanksgiving, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Thanks, guys. Listen, the Bears didn't lose that game. The coaches lost that game. The last 4 minutes when they had the ball and they ran the ball three times and didn't go anywhere, they should have done a first down pass and kept the clock running and kept the ball and not let Detroit get the ball back. And that's the whole reason they lost.
Glenn, if they pass on first down and it's incomplete, they don't keep the clock running like you said.
So I know.
You said that, and then that's wrong.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Okay, they should have just done a short pass to get the first down and kept the ball until they ran the clock out, and then the Lions wouldn't have had a chance. But that was the reason they lost. The coaches caused that problem.
The
Bears played a great game up until that point, and the coaches screwed it up because they were trying not to lose.
See, I do agree with Glenn on this. The coaches were playing not to lose.
Every time you play not to lose, you end up losing.
Yeah, you're right. Appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Glenn. Thank you for the call.
And so were they really, more so than that second-to-last drive before the Lions got the ball and went down and took the lead, the drive where they kicked the field goal to make it a 12-point game, right? That was the same drive where Justin Fields had that 3rd and 15 scramble that gave him the first down, and he's dancing and everything, right? Then after that...
I should shimmy. After, I could twerk.
Oh, my God. That's not something I want to visualize. Don't put that in our listeners' heads, man. So that drive right there, the Bears immediately after they got that conversion and they have all this momentum going, I thought right there, I was like, they're going to win the game. Because at that point, there's 6 minutes left and they're up nine. And I thought they were going to go get a touchdown and win the game. And then they just immediately started playing for a field goal, which is silly because if you're the coaching staff and you're Luke Getsy or you're Matt Eberflus, you have to say, like, we have everything going for us right now. Justin Fields is feeling it. We need to go get a touchdown and end this game. Because that would, like, with a field goal there, the Lions still have a chance. A touchdown, it's a three-score game, and it's over, right? So you had a chance to go break their backs, and you gave them life by kicking a field goal, and it's still a two-score game at that point, right?
I don't know if Matt Eberflus will get fired for bad coaching. I don't know if Ryan Pohl sees it this way. The shame is that you can't get fired for cowardice.
Oh,
I want spineless coaches because I don't think he. You're three and six.
And what do you have to
lose?
And
you're playing the first place team on the road, and you have a lead, and you have a chance to. And later on in the show, I'll give you an example of how Matt. Yet another area where the coaching has failed. The players failed the franchise, and maybe Ryan Poles is too stupid to see it because Matt Eberflus is still there. He's still coaching. But if you have that chance, like you said, kill him. Do it.
Yeah, you have
Where's the aggressiveness that you showed all game?
It's the line. They could have learned a lesson from the Lions the week before where multiple times they're going for it on fourth down, like that fourth down in, I think, one where they went with a quick play action, hit their blocking tight end over the top for an easy touchdown. And then later in the game when they have a chance, like, okay, we can kick the field goal right now, and then the other team gets the ball with some time left, or we can go for it, get the first down, and now the game's over because we're going to run this down to a few seconds and kick a field goal.
Yes.
So that kind of stuff that Dan Campbell's team does is why that attitude is partly why the Lions are in the position that they are. And because his team never quit on that game, they always believed they had a chance to win, especially after, because you gave them life by kicking that field goal. And not that I disagree with kicking the field goal on fourth and five at that point in the game. Like, yeah, of course, in that spot, make it a 12-point game.
It's the fourth and one that cost them the game.
And the three plays before the field goal that cost them the game.
Put the ball in the hands of your best players. Play your best players.
More often.
Coaching has been an issue. We will get into that with a specific player. We'll put a face on it. That face is Montez Sweat. And while you bring up Dan Campbell, there seems to be clarity in what Dan Campbell, what he says and the way he coaches. There seems to be a bunch of gobbledygook with Matt Eberflus. We will play it for you coming back. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Adam Studzinski. Thank you for listening to us. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of talk about that. I understand the question, and it's a good question. But in that drive, there was 11 plays, and he took three of those off, I believe it was.
He played five in a row, and then they were going no huddle, so you couldn't get him back in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some.
Yeah. So they jumped in for the last one. Yep. Yeah, you certainly want to see that rise. You know, you always want to see that rise, and it's been rising, you know. So, you know, based on what he's done in his career to what he's doing with us now, it's risen, right? You know, 8-9%, whatever that is, it's going to continue to rise. You know, I think the way we practice and the way we do things, you know, I think, you know, he will be in there more as we get going. And, of course, we want him in there on critical downs, you know, third downs, 2-minute, all those types of things. And he will be.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
That was Matt Eberflus, although many texters, 312-644-6767, seem to prefer Eberflus. You know what?
I think they're both good.
Yeah, that'll work.
Flip a coin.
Okay, so what he was talking about was Montez Sweat. He's the guy you paid all that money for, the franchise paid all that money for. He's the guy you desperately needed to rush the passer. And on the last drive, he wasn't in there for every play. And so he acknowledged it's a good question. He acknowledged he should be in there. But that's not what he said earlier in the week.
No, it's not.
What he said earlier in the week, well, it became not only a bit of a parody of the Bears coach, I should say interim Bears coach, But
oh, he finally got the interim tag, huh?
Yeah.
I was waiting for that. I'm surprised it didn't come sooner.
I failed you. I didn't know that this was Sucksgiving. I failed there. And I failed in calling him interim coach Matt Eberchuk. So
back to interim.
Why don't you explain to the class what they're about to hear?
So Matt Eberflus on Monday, when he was asked on Monday about the same topic, why wasn't Montez Sweat on the field more? So for reference, Montez Sweat played 39 snaps of the 62 or 63 defensive snaps on Sunday. That's 63% of the snaps, right? And they referenced this, the Bears media corps did, by saying Aiden Hutchinson played 92% of the snaps. And the Lions defense had a lot more snaps than the Bears defense did. Lions defense was on the field for 40 minutes on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bears defense was 19.
Right, that's part of the record. Right? To have three turnovers, right, and time of possession of 40 minutes and lose the game. No one's done that, Matt Eberchuk.
Yeah. Congratulations. So now they asked him about this, like, hey, why wasn't Montez Sweat on the field more? And the answer you got was essentially, that's just how, this is how we do it. And so he's talking about the rotation of the defensive line, which I understand you do need to rotate guys to keep guys fresh, but your best players, Montez Sweat, need to be on the field the most. Like, that, he's not a rotational player. He's just not. Yannick Ngakoue, you can rotate. You don't want him on the field on rundowns. Mm-hmm. I get that, right? The rookies, the interior linemen, like Andrew Billings isn't going to play passing downs. He's going to be out there in your base for rundowns, right? Jervon Dexter, Justin Jones, those guys, Zach Pickens, they're going to rotate fine. None of them are guys that you
None of them are Montez Sweat.
Yeah, none of them are Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat needs to be on the field nearly every play. He should only come out when he needs to, right? But Matt Eberflus is calling him basically a rotational player, and he says multiple times, this is how we do it, which of course led to the parody that we're about to hear. That rate.
That's just how we do it.
Did we see what was up your sleeve?
I don't know. What's up yours?
That's just how we do it. Everything's looking where it is in terms of good. That's just how we do it.
No, that's an important part of being having tactics.
That's just how we do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, we're just going to leave it at that.
So there you go.
Done by Ray Diaz.
Score original.
That was Ray Diaz doing it on the fly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this was an in-the-moment thing because the Eberflus presser happened while we were on the air. And so we get this audio and we're making fun of it. And Lawrence says, Ray, we need that remixed, like, as soon as you can.
And he did.
And so Ray spent the next hour jumping back and forth doing his normal EP duties and working on that so I could just focus on the board, and came out with that beauty.
And that's outstanding. So you're... Matt Eberchuk is saying that's how we do it. And then a day later, 2 days later, he says, well, you want your best players out there where you've seen that rise. And then there's more, because reporters didn't let it go.
Nor should they.
And there was yet another, here's the one with a question leading up to yet another answer.
Is there a point, though, when kind of going back to the Sweat conversation, like, he wasn't in on that final drive.
Right.
Is there a point where you're just like, pitch count be damned, I need my best linebacker out there?
Yeah, you can do that, but you want to make sure that you're, you know, you got to be mindful of the health of the players. You know, I think that's important too.
So maybe...
Which is it, Matt?
The linebacker was hurt, maybe he wasn't. He seems to just gobbledygook around until he runs into an answer. The problem is, it seems like three different answers, three different times he faced the question, three different times he responded to the issue.
Yeah.
So this is the maddening thing with this particular issue when it comes to Montez Sweat. Tremaine Edmonds, I understand a little bit him being on the field less Sunday because he's coming off the knee injury. He's not quite 100%. He was out of practice all week until Friday. He was limited, right? And so I understand that a little bit more. He needs to be out there on the most important plays, though. For instance, the first Lions touchdown of the game. Dylan Cole's only snap of the game was that play. Why was he out there? And I'm not necessarily saying that Tremaine Edmonds makes the play that Dylan Cole was trying to make in chasing down Jahmyr Gibbs on that play, but he would have been a hell of a lot closer.
Yep.
And he needs to be on the field. And we don't know if Tremaine specifically came off on that play, like said, hey, I can't go right now. My knee's bugging me. If that's the case, then fine. But they didn't seem based. And that's the maddening thing that I know, like Jason Leisure and all the Bears reporters have been dealing with, is specifically this year, is they can't get straight answers. So you get what we're talking about here is you have three different answers to essentially the same question. Why is your best defensive player? But and I don't know if Montez Sweat is necessarily their best defensive player. I mean, top three player on their defense. Why is he not on the field more? Why is he not on the field for your critical downs? And we don't get a straight answer. Is it because of the rotation? Is it because, we need to have him out there? It's like, Matt.
Is he not in shape or was he hurt?
And it can't be that he's not in shape because he was already a full-time starter and he just switched teams. Mm-hmm. And so I actually this week, and maybe during a break here, we can go back and look at his snap counts when he was in Washington. I imagine he was out there quite a bit, though. And I'm sure they have a rotation, too, especially because their defensive line was so good until they traded everyone. But this is the maddening thing is we can't get a straight answer about this. Like, which is it, Matt? Tell us why. And you're the head coach. You can tell whoever it is, your defensive line coach, you can tell him, I don't care about the rotation. Montez Sweat is going to be out there unless he takes himself out.
What's that?
If only the head coach had a defensive coordinator who would listen to him.
And this goes back to the whole reason that he wasn't calling the defense in the first place for the first year up until Alan Williams was told to go away.
See, that's a whole other part of this. The points you're making, the frustration in your voice, as well as the points you're making and what we just played, the Bears don't seem to care. They are shameless in not caring that this is the face of their team. This is the voice heard most often, and it's stupid. It comes across with sheer idiocy.
And you can't communicate. And it's not that I think that Eberflus is a total idiot. Like if you're I guarantee that if you sat down and just talked to him, he'd be fine. You know, he can communicate. The mics aren't on. We can communicate about what's going on here.
He's sounding like the paranoid football coach, the stereotypical or the parody of
he's
a paranoid football
coach. He's trying not to
answer
questions.
Just like he played not to lose.
And exactly.
There you go.
And you, if you're the Bears, like you can't, like you're saying, you can't continue having this guy. Like, this is the guy who talks the most. He talks three times a week, three times during the week. Yes. He talks after games. He's the one that answers the questions the most. You can't have this. Like, if I'm Kevin Warren, I'm sitting in my office, like, how does he just sit there and be like, how do you not talk, dude?
But we don't know that that's the way Kevin Warren feels. He may appreciate the idiocy of the whole thing. He may not notice it.
Kevin Warren's a serious person. There's no way he's sitting up there and being like, this is okay.
312-644-6767 is the number. Studs in the house, 847. Happy Thanksgiving, Rosenbaum and Studs and producers. Thanks for manning the mics, Johnny McTwitchy. Yeah, speaking of Dave Baum, we're not on the Twitcher.
No,
we don't do that.
We're not important.
Unless you have a Zitzen plug adapter. That's what Dave Baum had. And then you can get Channel 1. 262 texter. Love the clown show. We have our own problems in Green Bay, but the Chicago Bears could have Patrick Mahomes and Bill Belichick, and for some reason the Bears will find a way to lose. It's ownership.
I wouldn't be talking right now in Green Bay.
708 texter. Rosenbloom, I'm delighted to hear your voice this morning. This is the last train to Turdsville music teacher hoping to give you a new earworm you can put into your intro. Well, we'd be good with that. But by the way, the whole Belichick-Mahomes thing, I'll ask you this question.
Okay.
We'll ask Mark Potash when we get him on after this break. But the question is this. Who has better weapons, Justin Fields or Patrick Mahomes or C.J. Stroud?
Ooh.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. He's Trash Panda going, ooh.
It's a good
question.
Chicago
Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
With that, I'll open up to questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of talk about that. I understand the question, and it's a good question. But in that drive, there was what, 11 plays, and he took three of those off, I believe it was.
He played five in a row, and then they were going no huddle, so you couldn't get him back in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some.
Yeah, so they jumped in for the last one. Yep. Yeah, you certainly want to see that rise. You know, you always want to see that rise, and it's been rising. You know, so you know, based on what he's done in his career to what he's doing with us now, it's risen, right? You know, 8-9%, whatever that is, it's going to continue to rise. You know, I think the way we practice and the way we do things, you know, I think you know, he will be in there more as we get going. And of course, we want him in there on critical downs, you know, third downs, 2-minute, all those types of things, and you know, he will be.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
That was Matt Eberchoke, although many texters, 312-644-6767, seem to prefer Eberlues. You know what?
I think they're both good.
Yeah, that'll work.
Flip a coin.
Okay, so what he was talking about was Montez Sweat. He's the guy you paid all that money for, the franchise paid all that money for. He's the guy you desperately needed to rush the passer. And on the last drive, he wasn't in there for every play. And so he acknowledged it's a good question. He acknowledged he should be in there. But that's not what he said earlier in the week.
No, it's not.
What he said earlier in the week, well, it became not only a bit of a parody of the Bears coach, I should say interim Bears coach, but
oh, he finally got the interim tag, huh?
Yeah.
I was waiting for that. I'm surprised it didn't come sooner.
I failed you. I didn't know that this was Sucksgiving. I failed there. And I failed in calling him interim coach Matt Eberchoke. So
back to interim.
Why don't you explain to the class what they're about to hear?
So Matt Eberflus on Monday, when he was asked on Monday about the same topic, why wasn't Montez Sweat on the field more? So for reference, Montez Sweat played 39 snaps of the 62 or 63 defensive snaps on Sunday. That's 63% of the snaps, right? And they referenced this, the Bears media corps did, by saying Aiden Hutchinson played 92% of the snaps. And the Lions defense had a lot more snaps than the Bears defense did. Lions defense was on the field for 40 minutes on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bears defense was 19. And
right,
a half,
as part of the record. Right? Have three turnovers and time of possession of 40 minutes and lose the game. No one's done that, Matt Eberchoke.
Yeah. Congratulations. So now they asked him about this, like, hey, why wasn't Montez Sweat on the field more? And the answer you got was essentially this is how we do it. And so he's talking about the rotation of the defensive line, which I understand you do need to rotate guys to keep guys fresh, but your best players, Montez Sweat, need to be on the field the most. Like, that, he's not a rotational player. He's just not. Yannick Ngakoue, you can rotate. You don't want him on the field on rundowns. Mm-hmm. I get that, right? The rookies, the interior linemen, like Andrew Billings isn't going to play passing downs. He's going to be out there in your base for rundowns, right? Jervon Dexter, Justin Jones, those guys, Zach Pickens, they're going to rotate fine. None of them are guys that you...
None of them are Montez Sweat.
Yeah, none of them are Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat needs to be on the field nearly every play. He should only come out when he needs to, right? But Matt Eberflus is calling him basically a rotational player, and he says multiple times, this is how we do it, which of course led to the parody that we're about to hear. That Ray...
That's just how we do it.
Did we see what was up your sleeve?
I don't know. What's up yours?
That's just how we do it. Everything's looking where it is in terms of good. That's just how we do it. No, that's an important part of being having tactics. That's just how we do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, we're just going to leave it at that.
So there you go.
Done by Ray Diaz.
It's more original.
That was Ray Diaz doing it on the fly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this was an all in the moment thing because the Eberflus presser happened while we were on the air. And so we get this audio and we're making fun of it. And Lawrence says, Ray, we need that remixed, like, as soon as you can.
And he did.
And so Ray spent the next hour jumping back and forth doing his normal EP duties and working on that so I could just focus on the board, and came out with that beauty.
And that's outstanding. So you're... Matt Eberchoke is saying that's how we do it. And then a day later, 2 days later, he says, well, you want your best players out there, where you've seen that rise. It was, and then there's more, because reporters didn't let it go.
Nor should they.
And there was yet another, here's the one with a question leading up to yet another answer.
Is there a point, though, when kind of going back to the Sweat conversation, like, he wasn't in on that final drive.
Right.
Is there a point where you're just like, bitch count be damned, I need my best linebacker out there?
Yeah, you can do that, but you want to make sure that you're, you know, you got to be mindful of the health of the players. You know, I think that's important too.
So maybe...
Which is it, Matt?
The linebacker was hurt, maybe he wasn't. He seems to just gobbledygook around until he runs into an answer. The problem is, it seems like three different answers, three different times he faced the question, three different times he responded to the issue.
Yeah.
So this is the maddening thing with this particular issue when it comes to Montez Sweat. Tremaine Edmonds, I understand a little bit him being on the field less Sunday because he's coming off the knee injury. He's not quite 100%. He was out of practice all week until Friday. He was limited, right? And so I understand that a little bit more. He needs to be out there on the most important plays, though. For instance, the first Lions touchdown of the game. Dylan Cole's only snap of the game was that play.
Yeah.
Why was he out there? And I'm not necessarily saying that Tremaine Edmonds makes the play that Dylan Cole was trying to make in chasing down Jahmyr Gibbs on that play, but he would have been a hell of a lot closer.
Yep.
And he needs to be on the field. And we don't know if Tremaine specifically came off on that play, like said, hey, I can't go right now, my knee's bugging me. If that's the case, then fine. But and that's the maddening thing that I know, like, Jason Leisure and all the Bears reporters have been dealing with is specifically this year, is they can't get straight answers. So you get, what we're talking about here is you have three different answers to essentially the same question. Why is your best defensive player But and I don't know if Montez Sweat is necessarily their best defensive player. I mean, top three player on their defense. Why is he not on the field more? Why is he not on the field for your critical downs? And we don't get a straight answer. Is it because of the rotation? Is it because, well, we need to have him out there? It's like, Matt,
is he not in shape or was he hurt?
And it can't be that he's not in shape because he was already a full-time starter and he just switched teams. Mm-hmm. And so I actually this week, and maybe during a break here, we can go back and look at his snap counts when he was in Washington. I imagine he was out there quite a bit, though. And I'm sure they have a rotation, too, because their defensive line was so good until they traded everyone. But this is the maddening thing is we can't get a straight answer about this. Like, which is it, Matt? Tell us why. And you're the head coach. You can tell whoever it is, your defensive line coach, you can tell him, I don't care about the rotation. Montez Sweat is going to be out there unless he takes himself out.
What's that?
If only the head coach had a defensive coordinator who would listen to him.
And this goes back to the whole reason that he wasn't calling the defense in the first place for the first year up until Alan Williams was told to go away.
See, that's a whole nother part of this. The point you're making, the frustration in your voice, as well as the point you're making and what we just played, the Bears don't seem to care. They are shameless in not caring that this is the face of their team. This is the voice heard most often, and it's stupid. It comes across with sheer idiocy.
And you can't communicate. And it's not that I think that Eberflus is a total idiot. Like if you're I guarantee that if you sat down and just talked to him, he'd be fine. You know, he can communicate. The mics aren't on. We can communicate about, hey, what's going on here?
He's sounding like the paranoid football coach, the stereotypical or the parody of a paranoid football coach.
He's trying not to answer questions.
Just like he played not to lose.
And exactly.
There you go.
And you, if you're the Bears, like you can't, like you're saying, you can't continue having this guy. Like, this is the guy who talks the most. He talks three times during the week. Yes. He talks after games. He's the one that answers the questions the most. You can't have this. Like, if I'm Kevin Warren, I'm sitting in my office, like, how does he just sit there and be like, how do you not talk, dude?
But we don't know that that's the way Kevin Warren feels. He may appreciate the idiocy of the whole thing. He may not notice it.
Kevin Warren's a serious person. There's no way he's sitting up there and being like, this is okay.
312-644-6767 is the number. Studs in the house, 847. Happy Thanksgiving, Rosenbaum and Studs and producers. Thanks for manning the mics, Johnny McTwitchy. Yeah, speaking of Dave Baum, we're not on the Twitcher.
No.
We don't do that.
We're not important.
Unless you have a Zitzen plug adapter. That's what Dave Baum had. And then you can get Channel 1. 262 texter. Love the clown show. We have our own problems in Green Bay, but the Chicago Bears could have Patrick Mahomes and Bill Belichick, and for some reason the Bears will find a way to lose. It's ownership.
I wouldn't be talking right now in Green Bay.
708 texter. Rosenbloom, I'm delighted to hear your voice this morning. This is the last train to Turdsville music teacher, hoping to give you a new earworm you can put into your intro. Well, we'd be good with that. But by the way, the whole Belichick-Mahomes thing, I'll ask you this question.
Okay.
We'll ask Mark Potash when we get him on after this break. But the question is this. Who has better weapons? Justin Fields or Patrick Mahomes or C.J. Stroud?
Ooh.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. He's Trash Panda going, ooh.
It's a good
Chicago
question.
Sports
That's
Radio. 670 The Score.
With that, I'll open up to questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.